Baptist 21 is a pastor-led voice for Southern Baptists in the 21st century. The B21 podcast will discuss current issues in the SBC with Southern Baptist church leaders. To check out more resources, visit us at baptist21.com.
Today, we continue part two of our interview with Amy Whitfield, who serves as one of the parliamentarians for this year's SBC. In part two, we discuss the difference between motions and resolutions. We talk about elections and other order of business questions, as well as what Amy is looking forward to in Birmingham for SBC 2019.
So this is a question that I had, but also was actually sent in to me by a couple of people. What is the difference between a motion and a resolution?
Okay, so I'm going to give you the actual sort of definition of a motion from Robert's Rules of Order, that a motion is a formal proposal by a member in a meeting that the assembly take certain action. So the proposed action may be of a substantive nature, or it may express a certain view or direct that a particular investigation be conducted and the findings be reported to the assembly for possible further action, things like that. So a regular motion is what you can make at the designated time, at the introduction of motions. And any registered messenger can make the motion. They go one at a time in the order that they're recognized. And that's where they will say, I move that Lifeway Christian Resources do a study on, you know, ministry to youth, or, you know, something like that, and come back, or tell us what they are doing to reach the next generation, things like that. So they go. Now, what's really important is how that's worded. Right. Your motions have to be in order, so it cannot conflict with the charter, the constitution, bylaws of the Southern Baptist Convention. So if it's in any way in conflict, for example, that it is telling an entity to do something that their trustees are actually the ones empowered
to do. Yep.
The motion is immediately out of order. It's gone. Like, there's nothing you can do about that, because we would be doing something in conflict with ourselves. If it's a motion that deals with the internal operations of an entity, then it just gets referred to that entity and they come back. Their board comes back with a report the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes the Committee on Order of Business will just recommend, because it mentions an entity, and they'll say, well, it's not an internal operation, but we think that it fits well to ask them to respond to this, and so we hear back the next year. But a resolution is different in the sense that it actually is a motion, but it's a specific type of motion. Mm-hmm. It's in the context of a formal statement, and it's a little more complex than a standard motion. So a standard motion is just going to be, I move that we do this. A resolution is long. It gives reasons for why we think something there. It gives context from behind, and then it will say, we be it resolved that. So these are the ones that we want to make a statement about something that has a certain level of posterity, and it's the convention that is doing it, the messengers. They are not binding.
Right.
There's nothing in it that can force an entity or a church or anyone to do anything. It's an actual statement of position. And so typically they are about issues of the day in culture, or they may be issues that we are wrestling with as a point of discussion among Southern Baptists. And so we want to say, we're going to stake our ground right now. We're going to say what our position is on this so that it's abundantly clear. While they are linked to that one year and that one place, this is what the Southern Baptist Convention meeting in Birmingham, Alabama, on June 11th and 12th, 2019, resolved. This is what those people said. But we do like to typically stick with topics that are going to have some posterity and going to last, so we can refer back to them. So for that reason, it goes through a much lengthier process. A committee is appointed by the president. They deliberate over what the right resolutions are. People can submit resolutions to them, and then they make decisions about how to dispense with those. Because wording has to be so careful, and you can't just walk up to the microphone and in 2 days we figure out what to do with that. So that's why it's handled. So sometimes emotion will be out of order if someone comes up and they deliver it and it's very clearly in the form of a resolution. It's out of order because they didn't submit it when they were supposed to. Things like that.
So a resolution cannot be – cannot a new resolution cannot really be pushed from the floor of the SBC.
Right.
It has to. They're probably meeting here in the next couple of weeks to determine, here's the resolutions we're going to bring to the floor of the annual meeting.
Right. They meet and discuss before, and then they have several days that they meet when they get there. So there's a window of time, and I believe that window is still open now. I don't have the date in front of me of when it's closed. They can, but
I'm sure it's still open.
Yes, it's still open until maybe 2 weeks before, something like that. So that's when people can submit resolutions to them, and then they meet as a committee to deliberate over wording whether or not they're going to report a resolution out. Where the debate will come is if you submitted a resolution and it did not, the committee chose not to bring it to the floor, then you, as the original submitter, can come at the end of their report and can appeal to the messengers to have your resolution brought out. And
that has happened.
And that has happened, and it – well, yes, sorry, it did, 2011. And that has happened before, but it's a very high threshold. It takes a two-thirds vote in order to do that, because it's the messengers are going against the will of this committee. And when you meet that two-thirds threshold, you're only voting on the resolution to come to the floor. Then you have to actually debate the resolution itself. But though no one can show up with a resolution that they didn't submit during that window of time. So it's a little bit different. And the reason for that is because the wording matters so much in those that it's just not something we can do on the fly. And that's standard. That's not particular to the Southern Baptist Convention. That's standard for deliberative bodies of this nature.
I had some questions just kind of get more into the weeds, but you actually, I think, hit those pretty well. So I would just maybe ask it like this. For somebody who's saying, I've got something, a motion or a resolution I'd like to put forward, what's advice you would give them as far as how they can make sure that it's written so that it'll be well received and
right.
be in order?
Right. So if when it comes to a resolution, if you are listening to this and there's still time, I would go to SBC.net or SBCannualMeeting.net, and there are some links there for how you can submit a resolution, and there are, I believe, some templates, some samples for you to see about wording, and recognize, do the best that you can to write your resolution and follow the template, because that makes it easier for the committee, but know that that's also what the committee is there for, that what you submit is going to be able to go through a process with people who have some background that, you know, allows them to know how to write these, and then they also have support from staff and other people to help with that. So there's a template you can follow.
It does have a link to submit a resolution.
Right. Yeah. When it comes to making a motion at the microphone, wording becomes very important. You have to make sure that you are not making a motion for the messengers to tell an entity to do something or direct an entity, anything that would circumvent their boards. It's usually a request, or it's asking the board to consider something. If you are not sure, we always have, because the parliamentarian, the team of parliamentarians is there for everyone. So, yes, we offer advice to the president. We also offer advice to committees, but we equally offer advice to messengers. And we typically have someone that is designated on our team as the messenger's parliamentarian. So if you want to make a motion and you're not sure how to word it, you can come to the front and someone there will direct you to a parliamentarian that can help you make sure it's worded. And we do not speak to substance of anything. We don't advise. We are specifically trying to help the people in the room and all of their different roles be able to have the discussions that they want to have. And so I highly recommend people use that. There usually is always an orientation for first-time messengers or people who just want to brush up on what they're doing. That's always a good thing to go to. You can find that in the schedule. So I would just recommend educate yourself as much as possible.
Now would be a good time to tell you about our sponsor for the Baptist 21 podcast, the Pillar Network. If you're a pastor interested in leading your church to partner with a community of like-minded SBC churches that are doctrinally aligned, missionally driven, and committed to fulfilling the Great Commission by equipping the next generation of pastors to both plant and revitalize churches, then consider joining the Pillar Network. You can find out more information at thepillarnetwork.com. That's thepillarnetwork.com.
So there's times when you're there and you hear the president say that's not well received or that's out of order. What's going on when that happens?
Right. So typically, if something is out of order, that just means that whatever the person has said, maybe it's being said at the wrong time. Maybe they're wanting to debate something that isn't the discussion on the floor. And if the president says something is out of order, that really means it is out of order. It doesn't fit within our rules. And we need to remember they're our rules. They're not just one person's rules, they're ours. And so we have to stay on time. We have to stay on task. Those things have to be there. So we don't have to, you know, get upset or feelings hurt, things like that. He's just following the procedure. If someone wants to say, maybe you're doing something and I think that it's not been handled right, or I think we're off task and I say point of order, that's mm-hmm. because I, as a messenger, perhaps want to direct people to the rules of order. If the chair doesn't agree with that point of order, they can say your point of order is not well taken. And that's something that people will get sort of flustered about. That's an actual, you know, parliamentary sort of, I guess, etiquette, or it's a way of handling it, because the chair, no one is to disparage one another, whether it's the chair to a messenger, whether it's one messenger to another. So actually, your point of order is not well taken is sort of the nice way to say, thanks, but no thanks. You've brought something up, but we're not going to go in that direction. So it gets kind of funny and it feels dramatic, but the reality is it's like a symphony. Everybody's playing their part.
Yeah.
So
I've never heard the annual meeting described like a symphony, so that's good. What should a newcomer know about, we'll just do two things here, election of officers. We may not have even anybody running against J.D. Greer, but just for future reference, what's going on? What is the kind of, all the rules that go into that?
Well, know this first of all, that although we, as just a matter of practice, typically like to announce nominees beforehand for any office, that is not required. That helps, and that's going to help people who are nominated to have a better opportunity to be known to announce beforehand, but it doesn't have to happen. So we've had elections that didn't seem like they were going to be contested, and then someone shows up with a nomination. We've had some in the past, I remember, where some nominees had been announced in Baptist Press, and then so we thought there were two, and then a third person showed up. So it's always good to just be in the room, even when you think that something's not contested, to be there. When it isn't, you don't actually vote. If it's just one, then what we understand is because there's no other nomination, then there's no one that would vote another way. So the registration secretary just comes and casts the ballot on behalf of the convention. But they go in order. It always, and that's a kind of a rule that's set up in Robert's rules, that they need to go in order. So the presidential election goes first, and we can't have the next election until that one is done because of potential runoffs. Because someone in that election that maybe doesn't win might run for another office. That, and again, that's not Southern Baptist. That's just typical rules. So when we were in St. Louis a few years ago and we kept having to come back for the presidential vote, we had to push all of those other elections off. So that's kind of interesting because you just can't have them. So when you see that there's an election of officers, you know, be in there.
Right.
You don't know what will happen. And then you know, and we move to the next thing.
Yeah. And if it's not a true majority, we do a runoff.
That's correct.
Right. Yeah.
That's correct.
And that's happened when there's been more than two, obviously. What is going on, just kind of rules, when the SBC, different entities that we have, so North American Mission Board, International Mission Board, and then our seminaries and so on, ERLC, what is going on? What are the rules that take place during their reports?
So they come up there and make reports. It's typically the president of that entity. It can also involve the chairman of the board or, you know, someone else, but it's typically the president of the entity. And they come up, and essentially what they're doing, this is a layer of accountability where they're standing up there and saying, you are the messengers, and I'm going to come and tell you what is happening in my entity, what we've been doing over the last year, what our vision is for the days ahead. And that's a great moment because it's a recognition on both sides of the entity's responsibility toward the churches. So it's a great time to hear. Sometimes it can feel like, oh, this is just like a speech or a presentation. It's a sales pitch, but that's not what it is.
Right.
It really is a moment. And all of those leaders see and understand it as a moment that they are standing before the messengers to tell what's going on. But the last part of that is always reserved for discussion on the floor. And typically that comes in the form of a question, but sometimes it will come. A few years ago, there was just a thank you that was given at the end of the IMB report. But that's one of the great things that I really appreciate about our system is that it means there is one time a year where if we have concerns or questions, things that we want to know from our entities, our messengers actually have access to the leaders at the top. And so that can be an interesting time of the entity reports, but it's also an incredibly important time. And the fact that we have a system that allows for that is just a layer of accountability that you don't see in a lot of other systems.
That's good. I'll just kind of ask you a personal question. What are you looking forward to for this year's SBC? And then I'll ask a question about what messengers should be expecting.
So what I am looking forward to the most is, I would say, this year, I'm probably more excited about seeing people and working with people that I don't get to see all the time. That's just personal for me. As the first few years that I did this, I really spent a lot of time just being nervous. Am I going to do the right thing? Is it going to be okay? Now, just being part of a team is a real joy. And I always find it enjoyable to participate in the first year of a new president because you just get to kind of see
the change.
And just to see their leadership style. So I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the fact that because of its location, and I think it's great that we go in different places all over the country, but whenever it's in a spot where there are a lot of people who can come, I want the numbers to get bigger and bigger again because the more people that participate, I just think the better it is. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking for and I think we have several important conversations that are coming, particularly with the sexual abuse advisory group report that are coming. That's, I think, not going to be an exciting conversation or an easy conversation, but it's an important conversation. And so I'm eager for that.
Are there anything else? Maybe you can't or don't want to speak to this as the parliamentarian, but is there anything else that you think they need to be aware of? Like, this is going to be something that comes to the floor and you need to be in the room for it.
I think I will reserve that for the messengers to discuss in the days ahead and just say that we know that particular reports are coming from one advisory group and committees. Those are crucial. And I would say all topics are important and you should be there for all of them. Is that safe enough?
Spoken like a true parliamentarian. I appreciate it. If someone wants to kind of read more on the things we're talking about, what are some, you have a book, I'd love you to talk about that. And then anything else you think they should do as far as advice to be prepared for this coming up.
So yes, you did mention a book that I co-authored with Keith Harper, who is a Baptist history professor here at Southeastern Seminary. And it's called SBC FAQs, A Ready Reference. This is a what and maybe a how book, but it really is designed to deal with questions that people have about how things work, with the goal, honestly, is to help people be more educated so that they can be more engaged. So it's written so that if you've got a particular question, you can just go straight to it. There's also a book that was written by Scott Hildreth, who's here at Southeastern. It's called Together on God's Mission, How Southern Baptists Cooperate to Fulfill the Great Commission. And so that specifically talks about us being a cooperative denomination. And then I have just seen John Mark Yates, who is at Midwestern Seminary, has just released a book called Better Together, You, Your Church, and the Cooperative Program. So it's I think it's kind of written as an intro. So I like to say, you know, Scott Hildreth's book is a lot about the why, and it's kind of written from a historical perspective. Better Together, it seems like, I haven't gotten a chance to read it yet, but it seems like it's a lot about sort of how we're doing this, why we're doing it in the present day. And then SBC FAQs was designed to give the what, mm-hmm. give the nuts and bolts so that you've got what you need to come and actually do it.
And I would just say, you know, and I feel like it's gotten better over the years, but may just be I'm more aware of what's going on. But the parliamentarian and the president walk you through pretty well what's going on. It seems to be something you pick up as you're there and as you're involved, you'll pick up more. And I would just say this as a word of advice, sit next to someone who does know what's going on, who's been before. I mean, I typically sit next to my father or somebody like that who knows, who's been around, you know, and so they kind of understand what's going on. And we do want to just say, please, as best you can, make an attempt to be there in the room, to be there at our annual meeting. If you can't make it this year, next year in Orlando will be an election year as well. So we would just say be involved again. If you're not in the room, you can't make decisions.
Right. And know that the people up front that are on kind of the side stage, whether it's some of the executive committee staff or the officers or the parliamentarians, our goal is for the messengers to be able to do what they have come to do. And so no issue is really off the table to come and say, I want to talk about this. How do I bring it up? Now, that doesn't mean that we can guarantee that your issue is going to make it to the floor for debate. It may get referred to an entity. You know, we don't know what will happen, but we want to help.
Yeah.
And so any time that anyone has a question, like you just said, sit next to someone who has been before. Don't be afraid to ask each other questions, and don't be afraid to come and ask questions of the team up front.
Well, Amy, thank you for what you do in serving Southern Baptists.
Well, you're welcome. It's a lot of fun for me, and I think that most people do not understand why, but that's okay. I'm fine being a little weird.
Well, we do appreciate what you do. If you have questions about this, just please reach out to us at Baptist21.com, or you can get us at Baptist21 or myself at Nate Aiken. Amy's Twitter handle is at ACWHITACWIT, and so you can feel free to reach out to her as well. Thank you for listening to the Baptist 21 podcast.